With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Allie for the Hollywood Life podcast. Sorry, my voice is a little hoarse today. We have some
spring Too
much partying. We have some spring allergies coming in early. I am, as you hear, Bonnie is here joining me, my co-host.
Hey guys.
And there's so much. I go away for 5 days and like there's a bajillion amounts of news. So let's jump right into it because everybody is wanting to know. I've had multiple people text me, what is going on with Vanderpump Rules stars Tom Sandoval and Raquel Leviss after Ariana Madix and Tom broke up after 9 years together?
Holy cow.
This is big.
This is really big and it's really evolving. And I mean, it's just like, all out there. I mean, this news broke, I guess, just before the weekend. And what it is Tom Sandoval and Ariana Madix, they've been a couple since 2014. They live together. They've got a house together. They star on Vanderpump Rules. And they've both been friends with Raquel Leviss. And apparently, Ariana suspected nothing till she happened to be, I think that Tom was at the gym and she was waiting for him. So she was like, had his phone and she started to go through it. And she sees an intimate video chat between him and Raquel. And she was just stunned and, you know, just wanted explanations. And I guess Tom basically spilled the beans. Like he didn't try and make up some crazy excuses. He spilled the beans, admitted to the affair. And apparently it was going on for about 7 months. And I mean, all this stuff has come out that Raquel and Tom had sleepovers when Ariana wasn't there and may have even had action while she was there and asleep upstairs. Like they really were risky about this. And Tom came out on Instagram and he apologized, but he only apologized to his restaurant partners. He's got a part in two different restaurants, Tom, and I think it's Schwartz.
Sandy's.
Yeah. And he didn't apologize to Ariana. Publicly, only his restaurant partners.
I just like, and what's so surprising and like shocking, because when this came out at first, because there's Tom Schwartz and there's Tom Sandoval.
And yeah, so it's all very confusing. And they're friends.
They're good friends. Best friends. They're co-founders of these restaurants together. And there were rumors last summer. So Tom Schwartz and Katie Maloney divorced last summer. And they're both Vanderpump Rules stars as well.
Right.
And people were so upset that they had split up, you know, da-da-da. And then, like, the first news of Tom Schwartz moving on was with Raquel.
They
reportedly gotten together at Shayna Shay's August wedding. Well, now we know that actually Raquel and Tom Sandoval were having their affair last summer, which was continued through August, of course. And now people are thinking that Raquel – like threw Tom Schwartz under the bus to like say that they had hooked up or something to cover up her actual affair with Tom Sandoval. And
or Tom Schwartz agreed to be the cover.
Well, that in his messages, yes, people did think that, but in his message, in Sandoval's message, he said that Tom Schwartz just, he said Schwartz specifically only found out about this very recently and most definitely does not condone my actions. That was in his message.
That was in Tom Sandoval's message.
Sandoval's message. I mean, not like you can believe anything he says exactly. But he did say that. I mean, first of all, like, this girl is also friends with Ariana. Like, she's not, they're not like enemies on the show or something.
No, there's so, and listen, there's so many pictures on their, all their mutual Instagrams of the three of them together. No, they've been friends. And now this morning, a new development is that this video chat, this intimate video chat between Ariana and Tom, she is saying that it was recorded without her permission, and it got sent to a lot of the other Vanderpump cast members. And now she's got lawyers involved telling them that they are not to make this public because it was taken without her permission. So there's this whole other layer now of legal action and threats. And the thing is that aside, I guess, from Tom Schwartz, it seems that their whole other cast members and friends group are siding with Ariana. Like, I've seen, you know, Lala's got pictures, team Ariana.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone, all of Bravo is posting like photos with Ariana being like, my heart is broken for her. Like, F this girl. Like, Raquel, and I mean, I'm curious, you know, Andy Cohen spoke out briefly on it, just saying like, the cameras are rolling, you're going to see what goes down, you know, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes when people really act out like this and they become like the villain, and not, I'm not saying that Tom Sandoval is of course at fault. Like, he is
two-timer,
but Raquel, like, I think there's a special place in hell for girls who do this to other girls. And I can't see her having a spot on this show for much longer.
Yes. She definitely broke girl code.
Well, yeah. And then,
but honestly, I know you say you can't see a spot, but if there's something that Bravo loves, it is drama. And the fact that Andy came out and already said that they're filming this all, like,
yes,
they're going to follow this whole thing. That's going to be their new season.
Yes. However, I do wonder if like these, if girls are going to say like that they don't want to work, you know, if everybody's turned against her, if they don't want to work, if she's on the show, you know, if
that'll all be part of the show.
Yeah.
Just watch. All of them.
Speaking of the shadiness, I thought it was a little shady that Avril Lavigne stepped out with Tyga.
Oh, you're going to a whole other level, a different shadiness.
A different shadiness. I thought it was a little shady that Avril Lavigne stepped out with Tyga like a week after she called off her engagement from Maude's son. Her and Tyga are frolicking around Paris, kissing. And
yeah, holding hands, kissing at parties and front row at shows.
That's where Maude's son proposed to her.
I know, in front of the Eiffel Tower.
And he's like really sad.
I know, this split, when Avril broke off her engagement, he was blindsided. He went on Instagram and said, I think he just left on tour and he said, 2 days ago, I thought my relationship was fine. I didn't have any idea that this was coming. Like, what the H happened? But Avril was then seen at a party at Nobu, and Tyga was at the party. And for some reason, the rumors started immediately that something was going on between them. But then statements were issued, or sources came out and said, there's nothing between them. They're just friends. Well, like a week and a half later, they're kissing.
I couldn't believe that. I was like, really? You're going to say they're just friends? And then like a week later, they're in Paris together kissing? Like, come on. Like, who's your source? But I thought, you know, it was interesting. And the rumors about Avril and Tyga at Nobu were before the split was announced. So that was interesting. Like, I wonder if she like broke up with him because it was like love at first sight for her and Tyga or something.
Yeah, I mean, unless they had really met before that, and nobody knows it, and they already had some kind of attraction and relationship going, Yeah. Was it just like instant chemistry at this, like Romeo and Juliet at Nobu?
Like she had to break it off. Like, it, like maybe that's why Mazen thought it was fine. And then she was like, sorry, like I met somebody else. Like yeah. It's so weird.
So weird. And it is really, I mean, did Avril think about like, why did she decide? I've never seen her at Paris Fashion Week before. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen her at a fashion week. Like, why did she choose this fashion week to show up in Paris where Maud had proposed to her? Like, it just seems salt is being rubbed in the wounds.
Right. Totally agree. Totally agree. And something like that I kind of compared this to, because I have it in my video today, is this Justin Bieber thing with Selena, like how he put on his party favors this quote that said, I'm so thankful that I didn't end up with what I thought I wanted. Like, what is it with these people being shady about their exes and stuff? Like, and like really rubbing salt in the wound. Like, Justin, you're going to hand that out at your birthday party? Really? What's wrong with people?
And also, I mean, number one, you've been married for 4 years to Haley, who you say is the love of your life. I mean, you do seem really happy together. Like, why are you looking back? And this is after all, like, the drama and sort of shadiness that seemed to be going on for no reason, but that Haley and Kendall started, that seemed to be directed at Selena. Like, what set them off?
Right. Like, leave it alone. Just, and at your birthday party, like, really, you're going to bring drama into your birthday party? Like, it clearly shows Selena is like, this is my problem with it. All these people, they bring the drama into their lives. They say that they don't want it. They say they don't, no drama. Like, leave me alone. Leave me alone. They're causing it.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have,
Selena's not there. Selena's not bothering you.
Listen, she's moving. She has really moved on with her life. Yeah. I mean, she is doing so great. She's got this incredible show she's in, which happens to be one of my favorite, Murders in the Building.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's producing, she's got new music, but also I think that mentally she's in such a stronger place than she ever was. And she is, I think, truly thankful, as she says. She's thankful for everything that she has and where she is. She's busy hanging out with her sister, Gracie. They're going fishing.
Right. She's busy. Like, she's fine. And she's
living her best life.
Right. So these people just have to, like, stop bringing the drama into their, like, and just, like, move on with their lives. Because if they would, then fans would. Fans are holding on to it because they continue to.
Yeah, but aren't they busy? Like, don't they have other? I mean, Haley jets around the world to model. Justin just did a show last week and 2 weekends ago, and unfortunately had to cancel his tour.
Yeah, canceled his tour.
Yeah, he's got other things to think about than this, you would think.
Right. Now,
I just want to circle back to, because I feel like we need to talk a little bit more about Avril and Tyga.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, she's on, how many marriages has she had? Like, hasn't she already been married twice?
I think she's been married once.
But then she's been engaged more than that. She's also been engaged, I think, a couple of times.
She was married to Chad Kroeger. Mm-hmm. And she was married to Derek Whibley. Yeah, twice. Two marriages. Right.
So, and then she was now engaged to Maud's son, who used to, wasn't he engaged to Bella Thorne?
Yes. Yep. I like Maud's son. He's a really nice guy. I've interviewed him before. He like really has his heart on his sleeve. Aww. Like, he's just really like a nice guy. And I feel really bad for him, honestly. Cause I feel like he thought that they were really, like, he was really happy with her.
Well, if he is that great a guy, he is going to find somebody else who's going to appreciate him in the long, like, for life,
mm-hmm.
who's going to be willing to make that commitment. But I guess maybe Avril is just wasn't ready to settle down again after two marriages. Maybe she was feeling, listen, you don't want to marry the wrong person. right?
Right.
Engaged to somebody, and you don't feel it's that you can go through with it. So maybe Tyga gave her the excuse. I mean, you wouldn't want her to get married to somebody if it was going to be nothing. And then to break Maude's son's heart even further along the line.
Right. Well, I'm curious if they got into wedding planning at all, or if they were just engaged and kind of she was dragging her feet a little bit, and that's how she knew it wasn't right. I'm curious about that, because they've been engaged for about a year and a half, a year.
Do you think Tyga is now completely over Kylie?
Yeah, definitely. I think Tyga's over Kylie.
Because yeah, that was a long time. I mean, he had Black China. He's got two kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's then talk about this. I talk about drama. I think our theme today is just major drama.
Agreed.
Let's talk about Chris Rock and Will Smith. So Chris Rock, I mean, good for him. He waited a year and he got $20 million.
He waited a year and he got his bag.
He got $20 million for that Netflix special.
Yeah.
I mean, what a perfect revenge.
Yeah. And I'm sure he shopped it around, see who the highest bidder would be.
Well, yeah. I don't think you could do better than $20 million to say what you really thought of the Will Smith Oscar slap.
Yep.
So, and he went at it. He was pretty savage.
Yep. He spoke out for the first time, really, about his experience being smacked by Will Smith on live television at last year's Oscars in his new Netflix special. And fans were really happy with the results.
Yeah,
there was a lot riding on it. And people were like, pick up on aisle, like Chris Rock killed Will Smith, everyone's like, someone call the police, Chris Rock killed Will Smith.
Well, I thought he made some good points. He said, hey, I don't go shirtless. I'm not this muscle guy. I wear sweaters. Will Smith is somebody who's known for being fit and strong and almost like a superhero in so many movies.
Right.
And here's Chris Rock, and he's just this nerdy comedian.
Right.
So he's unfair fight.
Right. First of all.
Yeah. And then but the only thing is I kind of didn't, I mean, and he did make an insightful point, saying Will Smith, he believes, is really angry at Jada, and he took it out on Chris. Mm-hmm. And Jada, of course, had admitted to having an entanglement with an R&B singer, August Alsina, while she and Will were on a break. But mm-hmm. that clearly didn't sit well with Will Smith. And I could certainly understand that.
Yes, as we talk about entanglements today.
Yeah.
I think that Chris made some very good points. And I think that he, he did it in the way that he knows how. I'm sure it also took him, people are like, why did he speak about it out about this sooner? I'm sure it took him some time to be less angry. I bet he was furious. I mean, beyond making light of it through a joke and speaking out in this way, which is his form of probably therapy and statement making. I'm sure he was pissed for a really long time.
Yeah.
And
of course he was pissed. He was the Oscars host. When you accept the job as Oscars host, I mean, you
No, he wasn't the host. He was giving
Oh, right. Yes. He was giving out a very special award.
Award to Questlove. Yeah.
Yes.
Best documentary.
Questlove. It was a wonderful award. And you don't expect, okay, so if you're at the Oscars, you don't expect that you are going to get punched in the face by Will Smith or any other A-list star while you're on stage at the Oscars. Who could ever predict that?
I mean, he could have pressed charges if he really wanted to.
He had eyewitnesses.
Yeah.
about a billion of us.
Right. And also if it, anyone else, maybe would have. I think that anything that I guess we don't know this really, if Will Smith and him have discussed it one-on-one or anything, but you know, Will's the punishment fits the crime that he's not going to be at any Oscars for the next decade.
Yeah, for 10 and years.
His new film, Emancipation, probably would have been an Oscar contender, and it's definitely not.
Listen, he won the Oscar last year because it was all voted on before this happened. So, I mean, talk about bad sport. Yeah. The only thing is that, and I felt that, and there was criticism of Chris Rock for really pointing a finger. Like, he kind of pointed a bit of a finger at Jada for also being behind it. And I didn't think that was fair. That I didn't like, because she had no idea her husband was going to do this.
Yeah.
Again, she went to the Oscars. Just going to the Oscars. Her husband was nominated for best actor for an Oscar winning movie, like for an Oscar nominated movie. Why would she expect that her husband was going to get up in the middle and go and punch Chris Rock? Like, that was just crazy.
She didn't necessarily do anything to stop him either, though. Like, if my partner were to like get up and like, I would be like, sit back down.
But it was so fast.
Yeah.
She's stunned, and she probably had no idea what he was doing. Maybe he's getting up to go to the bathroom. I don't know. Like, you don't expect your husband or your partner or your friend or anybody is going to get up on stage and throw a punch. That's just like such a cuckoo thing. And I don't think Jimmy Kimmel, who's hosting this year, is expecting to get punched.
No, that's definitely not. No, nobody expects to get punched. But I do, you know, not that I blame Jada. Like, I don't think it's her fault by any means.
I don't think so. But
she could have known. I'm
not blaming her. That's my only issue with it. But otherwise, I thought, well done. Well done. You got back. You used your comedy to get back.
Yes. Agreed.
Okay. So we now are going to roll into our interview.
Yes, our interview with Ella Blue Travolta, John Travolta and Kelly Preston's daughter. She's so lovely. We had such a wonderful conversation with her. And she
talks about Hollywood royalty.
Yes, she talks about her favorite film that her dad's been in, and her favorite film her mom's been in, and just how they've inspired her throughout her life. So keep listening, and thanks so much for staying tuned. Tune in next Tuesday for another great chat between Bonnie and I, and another interview. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm so excited for our special guest today. I am such a fan of both of her parents, so talented and incredible people. And so I'm so excited to be able to connect with her today. I've never met her before. And Bonnie, I will let you do the introductions.
Okay. I've never met her either. And I also am a huge fan of both her parents. And she's, you know, such a beautiful blend of both her parents. But before we say any more about that, we have got a wonderful young lady, and she's got a really interesting new campaign that she's involved in. Plus, she's got other projects. So everybody, welcome Ella Blue Travolta. Hey, Ella.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. And for our listeners and who are also our viewers, they can see that you are sitting next to a carton of Silk Next Milk. And and you've got a glass full. But you also have got new campaign photos of yourself with a certain stash across the top of your upper lip. What's that all about?
Yes, that is the Silk Next Milk stash. And I'm very, very excited to be repping that because I've honestly been a fan of Silk's products for ever now. Like, it's amazing. I already use it in my everyday life. So hearing that they asked me to be a part of this, I was just so excited. And it was so natural to what I already do in my everyday life. So it's just a really cool, fresh new campaign. And it makes so many more people are going plant-based nowadays or using plant-based products that it's making it really easy for people to be able to find something that's so delicious.
Mm-hmm. And are you vegan?
Yeah, I for the past year and a half, I have been fully plant-based. And I just started out for 2 weeks to try it and see how I did with it and how I liked it. And it just felt really good and it worked well for me. So I stuck with it. And it's great. There's so many upsides to it that I was just like, okay, well, this seems like the right choice for me.
What made you want to try being vegan and start to drink Silk Next milk? Like, what got you into doing that?
Well, it started out as mainly just for health reasons. I just wanted to see how sort of everyone's body's different, but I wanted to see how I did with it and see if it like helped with energy or anything like that. So I was like, I'll try it for 2 weeks and then see how it goes. And after the 2 weeks, I didn't feel as like heavy after eating, and it was just, it had a lot of upsides, and I was really enjoying it. And then I watched some documentaries and just learned about the benefits it has on the environment, obviously the animal aspect of it. So it just had so many upsides that I was like, this seems like the right choice for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like also too, as you said about energy and just kind of feeling better overall, you know, there's so much about the digestive process that you learn, I think, when you are looking into, you know, transitioning into a plant-based diet and how you digest certain proteins and things like that. So
for sure.
And
it's good to know, like, when you're getting into it, if you're transitioning ever to that, way of life or eating, then it's really good to learn as much as you can about it for sure. And like, know which products to go for. Like, this was one of the first products that I tried and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. Like I actually really like it. So ever since that, I was hooked. And then I was like, okay, this is great. There's so many good options.
Yeah. And you don't have to sacrifice taste for, you know, your own health and your own, kind of way of life.
For sure. And I'm a baker too, so I use it for that as well.
Oh, really? What do you bake?
I like baking all sorts of things, but I bake banana bread the most.
Well, banana bread is delicious.
It is.
It really is. Yeah. And you can have it. You can really have it for breakfast. You can have it for lunch, you can have dessert. Like it's true. Got, you know, it's multi-use. Now, Now, in this campaign, what's really interesting about it is that the young stars of the campaign, like yourself, are all children of stars who were in the original Milk campaign with mustaches. So you're in this campaign with Brooklyn Beckham and Sailor Brinkley Cook and Shaquille O'Neal's, all his kids. And so I guess your dad was actually in an original Got Milk ad. Did you ever see those pictures when you were growing up?
It was actually my mom. And I
I'm so bad.
You're bad, Bonnie. I'm
bad. Okay, I'm bad.
It's all good. And I didn't know that until a few months ago. And I saw them for the first time. So I was really excited and happy to see that. And it's just so amazing. And this is such a cool, new, fresh take on it. And so many more people are going plant-based. And it's just like, it's nice to see what they've done with it. And they did a really good job. So I'm very excited to be repping the Silk Next Milk stash.
Well, and it's also so like, it's so interesting to me that, you know, however many years later, you know, these Got Milk ads with like full fat, 2% whole milk were so popular. And now all of the kids of these, the models that were doing that ad are plant-based. They're like, we're not drinking milk. We're drinking, we're drinking nuts.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. It's a new generation and there's so many great products out there, and this is definitely one of my favorites, and it was, so I was like, oh, this is perfect. I love it. This is exciting.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you get to meet Brooklyn Beckham? Because he's a big chef and baker too. So did you guys meet? Did you bond over your baking?
We haven't met, but I met Sailor today, and she's just the sweetest person ever, and we had such a great time. We were on the Today Show this morning and it was so much fun, and it just made it like so relaxed, and she's just a sweetheart. So that was a lot of fun, and we had a lot in common. So that was amazing to get to share that.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like similar to Sailor, you have kind of followed in your parents' footsteps, but also gone your own way as well, like with your own talents. You've sang, you've acted. What else are you kind of getting into, and what can we expect to come from you? Like, what are you like dipping your feet into?
Yeah, for sure. I right now mainly, I mean, obviously this campaign, which I'm so excited about, and adjacent to that, I'm also releasing an EP in the next month or so. So I've released two songs so far, and there'll be four more coming very soon. And then I have a film coming out as well, hopefully in the next few months as well. I don't know the exact date on that, but that one's called Get Lost. So it's been really fun, and I've just been learning so much. And I think that's really the best thing to do with all of this, is just to take it in.
Right. Like you on Instagram, your promotion of your new song, No Thank You, where you go around to all of your family and you ask if they'd like to listen to your new song, and they all say, no, thank you.
That was a lot of fun. No, that was so funny. And at first, when I asked my family, I was like, no, you say no, thank you. And then they were saying, Oh, I get it. And then they're like, okay, we can do that. We don't want to be mean to you. Like, we do want to hear the song, but they were brilliant with that. And it was so cool it was so fun filming that. And they were really happy. And I showed them the song for the first time, I think the night before or something like that. So it was a lot of fun.
What has been inspiring your music and the music, your EP?
That's a good question. I think it changes. For this one, when I first, it's been a long time coming for these specific songs, but during the pandemic, I had a bunch of voice notes of like little bits of songs that I was writing or that I had just come up with or something, but I'd never really written a song. So I decided, okay, everyone had a lot of time. I had a lot of time.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to finish some. I'm just going to like see if I can maybe finish the song. So I chose one and I finished it. And then I was like, oh, this is really fun. And I recorded a few demos of some songs that I had finished. And then just it progressed from there of sort of like, okay, I finished a song, which was Dizzy. And then I released that. And it's been a really interesting learning experience to sort of see that world. And I'll be releasing some more songs soon, but I really get the inspiration changes, but I get it from people around me a lot, or just observing, because at the time I had never been in a relationship. So it was more just like observing and sort of imagining what something would be like, or what my take on a certain subject is. And this whole album is about love and different kinds of love, whether it's called The Colors of Love. So it's sort of like all the different takes on it, whether it's a relationship with a family member or a friend or unrequited love, or all different sort of viewpoints on it. And it's just sort of my take, and I'm excited for people to get from it whatever they get from it.
How would you describe your sound or your genre of music?
Oh gosh, that's like, I get asked that question a lot, and I have a hard time. I'm so not good at sort of like labeling it, because there's so many different sounds, and there's sort of like so many mixes of sounds that people are doing today that it's really interesting. But I'd say if I had to put it in like a specific category, maybe like an alternative pop or singer-songwriter, sort of that vibe.
Now, of course, your dad, John Travolta, has had a music career. He's had an acting career. Do you go to him at all to be like, do you like this? What do you think about this? Or are you like, I don't want any of your advice, actually?
Sure. No. I get his advice all the time. And he's the best mentor and the best guide. And he's always encouraging me to also make my own decisions and just learn as much as I can from life and experiences. And but he's the best teacher for sure.
Do you have a favorite? There's so many iconic films that he's been in, you know, Saturday Night Fever, Grease. I mean, we still have a big Grease poster up on our wall because one of my daughters was just like, watched it, I think 100 times. Look Who's Talking, Hairspray, Urban Cowboy. There's so many. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, for sure. It's really, really hard to pick a favorite, but honestly, I don't know if you've seen this one, but one of my favorites is a movie called Blowout.
Oh yes.
That's an earlier movie that he did. And I was in awe of that movie. I absolutely love that movie. And also Be Cool is another one of my favorites. So those are my favorites. I also love From Paris with Love. I don't know. I have a lot of favorites, but those are definitely two of my top ones.
Did you have like when you were growing up, did you have girlfriends that were like, oh, you know, we want to see the real Danny or something. Can we come over?
A lot. I mean, I think a lot of my friends, like my closest friends, I've known since we were like 3 or 4. So they've also grown up being around him and watching the movie at the house and everything like that. And I think when we were younger, it's just like you have to put 2 and 2 together, and then eventually, as you grow up, you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's the same person. But they definitely, I remember singing along to that movie with my friends for sure throughout my life.
Also, it's just fun to be like, I think for any child who like looks up to their parents, I think it's a really awesome thing to like be a fan of your parents, no matter what their career is.
I completely agree. And I think like first of all, they're your parents. And second of all, they're whoever else they are, but they're to be proud of them and what they've accomplished and like just admire it. It's so.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
It's so important. It just comes naturally to like, I'm in awe of them every day.
Do you have a favorite film of your mom's also?
That's hard as well. I love Cat in the Hat.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite. And What a Girl Wants. Those were like on repeat all the time.
So great. Well, Ella, I know that you have a busy day ahead talking all about Silk Next Milk.
Yes, so I want to see your Silk Next Milk stashes. So if you guys do it and post it, definitely tag me because I want to see it.
Oh, absolutely. And listen, you know, when your EP comes out, we'd love to have you back so that we can talk all about that. So please keep the Hollywood Life podcast in mind.
Oh, for sure. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Have a good rest.
We're thrilled to have you.
You too.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.